Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time of the week when we look back at the weekend, a pretty full one in the world of sports. We decide who stood out. It's a little bitty segment we call Light 'Em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Throw it down. Good! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
Thanks, Mr. Tirico. Time for Light 'Em Up, where, as Steve said, this is where we honor the best of the best of the weekend. Another thing that gets me about that clip is how quiet it is, knowing that there's 0.9 seconds left on the clock, and how crisp that microphone is on the net.
On the net.
Oh!
Good job by the director, man. By the technical people.
Can we give out a sports Emmy to that, like, 5 years later?
It's just, I don't think they turn it down.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, who would say no to an Emmy? Like in any circumstance, would
an
you ever
EGOT?
let's go. So it's time for Light 'Em Up, Steve. Who you got leading us off?
All right, let's start with Draymond Green, warrior forward and emotional leader. Dude is lit.
It's lit. Shout out Chavy, Scott. Cause it's lit.
You know, I agree with his coach, Steve Kerr. I don't even know what to say about that performance. Forget the stats. Forget the 36 Steph had. Forget the 27 assists the champs had. You can even put aside the Draymond triple-double with 20, 13, and 12. In fact, he got to the line 9 times and beat Portland's defense down the court consistently after made buckets. He was dictating policy. You know, years ago, the Knicks' Anthony Mason gave us the phrase point forward, and that was on display Saturday. Green took over. His play, his head, his heart, his will, his defense triggered an effort that kept Damian Lillard in a box again. No way the Warriors are letting Dame win games. Ironically, Green was picked in the second round of the draft that gave Portland Lillard and Myers Leonard. Most important guy on the floor to put Golden State up 3-0 was Draymond Green, who's lit.
It's lit!
I'm starting off with Chris Wondolowski of my San Jose Earthquakes, who had a record-setting lit weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott! Cause it's lit!
Some of you might know the name Chris Wondolowski is the guy from the 2014 World Cup who missed a goal from about 3 feet out in the round of 16. In the soccer world, missing a close-range shot like that became known as Wando, or doing a Wando, or Wandoing. In fact, I googled Chris Wondolowski, and the autofill that came up is still a video of that Wondolowski miss. It's not a great impact to leave behind on the world stage, but back in San Jose, in Major League Soccer, Major League Soccer, Wando has been a goal-scoring machine. He won the MLS Golden Boot in 2010, and he has scored at least 10 goals in every season since, including 2012, where he scored 27. All of this was leading towards Wando becoming the all-time leading scorer in MLS history. He came into Saturday's game against the Chicago Fire, trailing Landon Donovan by 1 goal. He needed 2 to tie and to take the all-time record. Wando got 4. He tied the record with a one-touch finish at the back post in the 21st minute, then a second-half hat trick scoring in the 48th, 74th, and 76th minute. He's the pride of Danville, California in the East Bay. Chris Wondolowski, the highest-scoring player in MLS history, is lit.
It's lit!
Soccer
next,
talk.
Next yeah. up, PGA champ Brooks Koepka. Oh, he's lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
Forget the 4 consecutive bogeys from 11 through 14 that invited Dustin Johnson back into the fray, turned a Sunday coronation at Bethpage Black into a 2-horse race that was not really settled until the 72nd hole. But when you open with a 63 and follow up with a 65, that's known as building equity. You open a 7 or 8 shot lead, you earn leeway, and you put pressure on DJ to gamble and fire at flags and go for par 5s and 2. But let's focus on this. How many of you could even have recognized this guy or pronounced his name 23 months ago?
Still can't today.
He was a 27-year-old with potential whose lone PGA win had come at the 2015 Waste Management in Phoenix. Now he's the only player ever, not Jack, not Tiger, to hold two major tournaments back-to-back simultaneously. When he tees it up at Pebble Beach on June 13th, he'll try to join Scotsman Willie Anderson from 1903 to 1905 to win three straight. And I'm thinking at this point, why not? Brooks Koepka is lit.
It's lit!
Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians and Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins are bringing back the complete game shutout, baby.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So you think baseball's just relief pitchers, left-handed specialists, platoons, and strikeouts? Oh, Shane Bieber and Sandy Alcantara have something to say about that. Bieber took on the Quad A Baltimore Orioles and struck out 15, didn't walk anybody, gave up only 5 hits, and it took 107 pitches. He struck out 15 dudes. That is just otherworldly. Chris Davis and Dwight Smith both got golden sombreros with 4 each, so that'll help. Not wanting to be outdone was the Quad A Marlins on Sunday as Sandy Alcantara, who had a similar dominant performance against the Mets. Sandy outdueled Noah Syndergaard, throwing a complete game shutout with 8 Ks, 2 hits, 1 walk on 89 pitches.
Woof.
Sandy's on the Marlins. They're not supposed to have complete game shutouts from guys with a 4.25 ERA. They're not supposed to outduel Thor. They're almost certainly not supposed to sweep the Mets at home. That sweep this weekend got them nearly 25% of their wins on the season. The Bieber from the Indians and Sandy from the Marlins were lit this weekend.
It's lit!
My last one is my favorite one, but new Yankee ace Domingo Germán is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
He's now the major league leader in wins. He's got 8. Bombers are in first. Not drafted, signed as a young arm out of the Dominican Republic. Debuted in 2017, did show some flash, with 18 hitters and 14 innings, and put on display some electrifying stuff. Then last year, despite a 5.6 ERA and 2-6 record over his 14 starts, you saw signs, 102 strikeouts over his 85 innings of work, and under a hit an inning, though some control issues, 33 walks and a 1.3 whip. But the word from the organization, he must harness, and he's doing that. He's 8-1. The ERA is 2.5. 52 strikeouts in 50 innings. A crazy low 33 hits. And he's cut down on the walks. Better command. Keeping the ball in the yard. Just 4 big flies. And his next start is tomorrow at Baltimore. Domingo Germán, pinstriper, is lit.
It's lit!
At the other end of being a homer is me praising a St. Louis Blue. Jaden Schwartz of the St. Louis Blues is having an annoyingly good postseason.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So the karma that the refs have been giving the Sharks from the highly beneficial calls in all 3 rounds of the playoffs has caught up to them. Blues came out in Game 4 after the Game 3 overtime hand pass goal. They took an early lead in Game 4. They have not slowed down since. Jaden Schwartz is the big reason why. He played 69 games this year. He scored 11 goals. 18 games this postseason, 12 goals, including 2 hat tricks. Schwartz scored once in the second, twice in the third to get his hattie. Now is a team leading 16 points, 12 goals, 4 assists. On top of that, Jordan Binnington is continuing to be a brick wall in net, riding a 5-month long hot streak. And the Blues, who made the Stanley Cup 3 straight seasons in their first 3 seasons over 50 years ago, they have never won as many games as they have this year at 11 and can clinch at home in Game 6 tomorrow night to take on the Bruins. They're annoying, but they're good and they're lit.
It's lit!